Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, you know, we are doing the Black Lives Matter show. And of course, as everybody knows now, the words no probable cause been echoed everywhere. And we've all had to hear it and deal with it all across the country. You want to talk about it? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, call-in number 347-826-7435. We're going to talk about why our lives matter. Not that we have to explain why, but somehow some people don't think that our lives matter, and we got to talk about it. And so, in starting with this, first I want to give some love out to the Brown family. Yeah, I know as a father that the hardest thing you can do is to bury your child, even talk about the death of your child. And their child's death is being played out every day, over and over and over again. I can imagine that's not a nice thing to deal with. And the fact that they had to go all out, you know, protesting to the UN, you know, protesting in the street all over the country, talking to all these news agencies how my son shouldn't have been killed, to no avail. And to see and hear the words no probable cause, the officer was just doing his job. Oh, it just, it makes me sick to my stomach, as apparently it has all across the country, all over the world, actually. You know, I'm watching BBC News, and it's folks that's upset across the pond everywhere. I mean, I guess that's the beauty of the internet and the international news now. Atrocities, everybody can see it. Not that it changes anything. And while I'm giving love out to the Brown family, I want to make sure that I'm clear when I say this. Fuck Darren Wilson and everything that he stands for. I mean, this dude comes out in his interview and is like, I just wanted to live. I was afraid for my life. It's like, but you chased a cat down and killed him. I mean, everything in his interview made no sense. I mean, like, yeah, Brown was pushing up against his door, not allowing him to get out, was fighting and punching him, and then he ran away after he tried to shoot at him a couple times. And so he went and chased after him. And from like 30, 40 feet away, he ascertained that if he got close to me, he's going to kill me. Mind you, you're the officer with the gun. He's going to kill you. So you shoot him. You have the gun. Could have just maimed him. You know, shot him in the leg, whatnot. I'm guessing if you'd shot him in the leg, he'd have fell. It'd been over with. But it's neither here nor there. You know, as most folks know, we've had these demonstrations all across the world. Fuck Darren Wilson. I'm just going to say that. With the signs up, don't shoot. Please don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. You know, St. Louis, New York, Minneapolis, California, you know, I mean, in the Bay Area, I was out last night. You couldn't even get to the protest after a while because they just blocked off the freeway where no one can get there. So you had to actually be there or actually live in that area, or you would have not been able to get there at all. And of course, they had the little scuffles, whatnot, tear gas, whatnot. Like Cleveland, it played out the same everywhere. Chicago, Portland, Oregon, police did the same thing. I, as a conspiracy theorist, I would probably imagine there was the reason why they delayed the verdict was so the cops could get their strategy all across the country in place, because in reading all the reports about the protests, they all blocked the freeways and they all made sure to siphon off the protesters and make sure they were all surrounded in a little area. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. It's still going on now as we speak. And they had the nerve to actually criticize the stepfather, who was Leslie McSpadden. He was like, after he heard the verdict, he's like, burn this bitch down. Which is a reaction that you would have. Now, me myself, I don't really care for the whole, hey, we're gonna burn our neighborhood down and not affect change anywhere or burn any place that actually matters to the powers that be. I mean, because at the end of the day, there's nothing gonna change. And you burning down your neighborhood does what? I mean, how many riots we've had? Same thing happens. You burn down your neighborhood, they sell the property for cheap and make more money off of it. But we're stuck with it. And then we have our president's words, which I'm not gonna talk about it first. I'm just gonna read his words because I think his words were very interesting. This is President Obama. As you all know, a few minutes ago, the grand jury deliberating the death of Michael Brown issued its decision. It's now come that either way was going to be subject of intense disagreement, not only in Ferguson, but across America. So I just want to say a few words suggesting how we might move forward. First and foremost, we are a nation built on the rule of law. And so we need to accept that this decision was the grand jury's to make. There are Americans who agree with it, and there are Americans who are deeply disappointed, even angry. It's an understandable reaction. Now, I want to focus on one sentence. It's now come that either way was going to be subject of intense disagreement, not only in Ferguson, but across America. The disagreement supposedly being that a cop who shot an unarmed assailant being guilty would have been disagreed with by who? The cops who shoot unarmed assailants all the time? Who'd be upset? Oh man, the jig is up. We in trouble? I mean, is that at where we at? That's what's going to happen? They going to be mad at that? I mean, I take that all day. And I'm thinking the millions of people, billions of people across the world who read about it, we think is wrong, we probably agree. The whole fact that, oh yeah, well, if it would have happened the other way, people would have been upset. You know, they probably would have been surprised, like, oh wow, they value black lives now? Because I don't see how they'd have been upset the other way. I mean, I don't think there have been any protesters. You know, the Klan out there like, yeah, it's wrong. That cop shouldn't have got in trouble for shooting that black kid. I don't think that would have happened. And I think it's very disingenuous for him to say that. I mean, I understand he's reading a speech that somebody wrote for him. And, of course, he does the whole, yeah, but I join Michael's parents in asking anyone who protests this decision to do so peacefully. Let me repeat Michael's father's words. Hurting others or destroying property is not the answer, no matter what the grand jury decides. I do not want my son's death to be in vain. I want it to lead to incredible change, positive change, change that makes St. Louis region better for everyone. Man, come on. I'm tempted to say, I guess I'm going to say it, the late Jim Kelly. Man, you come right out of a comic book. He gonna say something like that, and it's supposed to be cool. I mean, don't get me wrong, I agree that whole rioting and destroying property that basically belonged to people who probably agreed with the protesters. Actually, I mean, because if you're destroying the property in your neighborhood, like, you know, they're destroying storage facilities, places like that. I mean, common folks use that. So you burnt down the storage facilities of people like you who agree with you. And now they've lost their possessions and memories and memorabilia that probably be real hard to replace. These things don't come into account. I mean, as we all know, there are the people who are actually upset by what happened. And then you got the folks that's like, yeah, I'm going to get me a laptop tonight. And never the twain shall meet. And, I mean, you know, criminals out there taking advantage. That does nothing. You know, and obviously, we talk about Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people across the country who believe in that. And the looters, obviously, most of them, they don't believe that. Well, I won't pigeonhole or stereotype them, but as we know, there's a sizable portion of the black community that are black Klansmen, as I call them, because they are in the neighborhood and all they do is kill people who look like them. And they're a part of the problem. They're a reason why a lot of the world doesn't really respect us, because they're like, well, you don't care about your lives. Black lives don't matter when it comes to black on black crime, which disproportionately you put parlay upon yourself at the same time. We have a system, a government that says basically, you ain't shit. We don't care about you, and you will never get justice. Uncle Sam. Our Uncle Sam, the love of my life and everybody who's conscious life. Yeah, we all love Uncle Sam. The maker of the home of the free and the land of the slave. And on that, I'm going to break. And we'll be back to talk about this later. This is Brother Ali, Uncle Sam, goddamn.
name of this song, Uncle Sam, goddamn. It's a show tune, but the show ain't been written for it yet. We gonna see if Tony Jerome and the band can maybe work this shit out. Straighten me out right quick. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave, Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the shit for real, come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stoning for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting style. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured a workforce that never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation holding open all distance of the part of David, and you still. Nothing can save you, you question the rain, you get rushed in and chained up. Chris raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure a single goddamn way to change. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred, power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred, power is God. All must bow to the fat and lazy. The fuck you obey me, and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacies so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need change to be slaves. Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way. Cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with the paws and the hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul, you only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that fucker if he walk near the throne. Remind him that this is my home. Now I'm gone. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred, the power is gone. You don't give money to the bums on the corner with a sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your tax? Shit, the government's the addict. With $1 billion a week, kill brown people's habits. And even if you ain't on the front line, when Master yell crunch time, you right back at it. Man, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary paid for that madness. Man, that's sad. What's left? Get a big ass plasma to see where they made Dan rather point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the sacred and power is
plumber. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. At the N Word. That was Brother Ali, Uncle Sam, goddamn. Stand up for that national anthem. Pledge allegiance to the flag that accosted you. Anyway, having a debate, well, talking about Santa Claus. The other day, and I started talking about a lot of people are under the false assumption that Saint Nicholas was a saint, and he was, you know, a Christian father saint, whatnot, when he wasn't. But there's a whole other show I can do talking about that, but I'm not going to do that right now. What I am going to talk about is there's a Dutch version of the festive Saint Nicholas. It's called Sinterklaas, and it goes on in the Netherlands, and Sinterklaas has a throwback to the days long gone by, Black Pete. At the Amsterdam festival that was honoring Saint Nicholas or Sinterklaas, which sounds a whole lot like Sinister Claus, but we ain't even gonna know that. But it's Sinterklaas in Dutch, and there's the ceremonial arrival in the country at the Dutch city of Gouda, and the protesters had the sign saying Black Pete is racism. Now, Black Pete is Saint Nicholas's black sidekick. Only, like back in the day here, Jim Crow, Black Pete is a bunch of Caucasian Netherlands in blackface with the black skin painted, and they wear the curly Afro wigs and red lip coloring. Yeah. Now, you know, as you know, this character was supposed to visit homes and hand out candy to children, but in Dutch legends, also he would take away the naughty one. You know, and this is something that's been going on for a while, and it's over the past few years, it's gotten a lot of attention, even going as far as the United Nations arguing last year in favor of a dialogue on the practice of Black Pete. Yeah. and part of it was, you know, there was human rights last year that said people of African descent found the character's depiction rooted in unacceptable colonial attitudes that they find racist and offensive. And of course the Dutch government replied that it was aware that the practice was offensive to some, and that it had received dozens of complaints a year ago concerning Black Pete, all the way back to 2001, where, of course, the Dutch court declined to rule on the controversy. So, you know, as far as disrespect, it's a universal thing. You know, so when we talk about Black Lives Matter, I mean, there's a whole festival. It's a national festival in the Netherlands with one purpose: to dress in blackface and have a good time mocking mocking black folks. It's an international thing. I mean, so we talk about what's going on here in America. Hey, doesn't matter where you go. You know, we can sit here and talk about no indictments, whatnot. But this is how they feel about you everywhere. It's kind of sad, and then to put it all in perspective, I always talk about Marissa Alexander, and she comes back up in the news. And for those of you who don't know, for the umpteenth time, I'm gonna talk about it. She's the Florida woman that was sentenced to 20 years behind bars for discharging a firearm toward her husband, you know, when he was trying to get at her and threatening her. So she fired two warning shots, to which, you know, he called police. She got arrested for her two warning shots. And so it ends up, she took a plea deal because she got another jury trial, and it didn't matter. She even tried, you know, the stand your ground thing, saying it wasn't being applied fairly, and nothing happened. And so she spent over 1,000 days in jail, and according to her plea bargain, you know, she's going to get 3 years in jail after pleading guilty to 3 felony charges. Not for killing anybody. Not for hurting anybody. Just for threatening to defend herself. Think about that again. I'm going to repeat it. She got 20 years initially, but she's able to plead down to 3 years, and she's supposed to be released on January 27th, 2015 here. She got 3 years for not shooting and killing anyone, not shooting and hurting or hitting anyone with the bullet or the actual gun, just bam, I'm hitting you in the head with it. Firing warning shots. She went to jail for warning shots. Now, maybe it's a coincidence. She's a black woman defending herself. She gets time for defending herself. And another guy who's not a police officer, they actually kill individuals and get no time. Now, I mean, we can talk about how, once again, this makes no sense whatsoever. You're trying to say, okay, I tried to defend myself against an aggressor and I go to jail, but a white cop and another guy who was not a cop can kill a black man and not go to jail, not get any time, nothing. It's like, well, you know, you're free to go. Yeah, I mean, come on. come on. And they're wondering why folks are upset. You know, my life don't matter. I can't. I mean, it's saying, in a nutshell, and for me, here's the precedent. It's saying that if you try to defend yourself, we're going to put you in jail. You don't have to actually kill anybody. You don't even have to hurt anybody. If you try to defend yourself, we're going to lock you up. But if you're a cop, you can kill anyone. It doesn't matter because their lives are not important anyway. Kind of crazy. Now, I can say, hey, this is some old Florida stuff, you know, because obviously if anybody who's listened to the show know that I have a special place in my heart for the state of Florida. They do things differently there. Not that that matters. I mean, you know, obviously Ferguson is not in Florida, but they still do things differently in Florida, like this whole stand your ground thing. But there's a 90-year-old man who was charged for feeding the homeless in Florida. You know, the officer told him, drop that plate right now. I mean, and now he's facing possible jail time and a $500 fine because the people in Florida, Fort Lauderdale in particular, they don't care about the homeless and their Mayor Jack Sailor, whatever. It's not important what his name and pronunciation is. He's a sucker. He says, I'm not satisfied with having the cycle of homeless in the city of Fort Lauderdale. Providing them with a meal and keeping them in that cycle on the street is not productive. And now, what's funny is the guy, Abbott, who's feeding the homeless, he runs a non-profit organization, Love Thy Neighbor. He's been doing this since 1991. And he's like, that doesn't matter. And the mayor's like, no, you don't feed the homeless. You don't help out those who are misfortunate and less fortunate than you because you keep them in the cycle. So basically they're saying, well, don't feed them. Don't help those less fortunate than you. Just let them die. Because we know the government ain't taking care of them. No, the city ain't taking care of them. They out there for a reason. Now, some of them are out there because, hey, it's a choice. Some have decided they just give up on society and the pressures of society is too much for them. And I get that sometimes. You know, it could be tough. But at the same time, I don't get it because, you know, taught to fight and keep going. But at the same time, to tell someone to arrest someone because they want to help others, you're going to arrest a 90-year-old man who runs a nonprofit organization, Love Thy Neighbor, whose sole organization is about helping people. Don't help. That's no good. It just goes to show you, man. It's a lot of craziness out here. They don't have love for the common man. Now, I mean, how do you relate the two? We talk about Black Lives Matter. Hey, you talk about homelessness, and you talk about your lies not mattering, when there are policies that whose sole purpose is to keep folks from actually helping others, and then you have a police mechanism whose very existence are like the overseers in the days of slavery, and all they do is kill the unarmed. My example, it, maybe I'm wrong, but a lot of the shooters, like the cat who shot up the movie theater, he's alive. I talked about it last week. Charles Manson, serial killer, they killed a lot of people. He's still alive. He didn't get shot. These cats who shooting up schools, who are shooting up movie theaters, whatnot, they not getting gunned down in the streets, and they got guns. They got guns. They not getting killed. See, now, if the police were killing them, it's even. But they're armed and they're being allowed the right and the chance to surrender. Whereas we have cats that know nothing. And they're getting killed. Just Monday, Cleveland police officers fatally shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice as he was reaching for an air pistol in his waist. Officer Calvin Williams, said that the air pistol was indistinguishable from a real firearm. And they said that the orange tip that normally was on it had been removed. And, we won't know what happened in this case. I know for me, my feelings, I would never get my kid a gun. I never bought my kid a gun. It just, the whole toy gun thing, it's like if you're gonna have your kid with a gun, take your kid to the shooting range, shoot with them. They know how to do a real gun, teach them right from wrong. At least if you're going to do something that got anything to do with a gun, like the air pistol or have them walking out there. It's tough enough as it is out here. Armed, unarmed, fake. Young black man, you don't need to have a gun to get shot. And you got anything that remotely resembles a gun, hell, a pack of gum. There's a black pack of gum. They may shoot you. There's an inordinate amount of cases where unarmed kids is killed. And this kid, he's got an air gun. And I don't know all the facts, so I can't say that I would necessarily blame the parents, because maybe the parents didn't know he had it. He may have gotten it, bought it from the store, whatnot. But it's one of them touchy situations. And now a 12-year-old Tamir Rice is dead because he had an air pistol. So say he was armed. Michael Brown was not armed. Sean Bell. How many people we got to go through? It happens over and over again. Whereas, once again, we have serial killers who killed many people. They're alive. I don't know. Don't sound right to me. Doesn't feel right to me. But it happens. On that note, take another break, because I'm getting tired of talking about it. It's a little painful. And on this note, this is King Solomon. War. This is crazy, man.
It's crazy.
You know what, man? Niggas is so stupid, man.
I'm stupid, man.
Word up, man. I just gotta keep it green. Y'all know me, man. I gotta speak my mind. You know, I don't care who like it or not. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how we could go across the season for war to fight against people that ain't doing anything to us, really. You know what I'm saying? But yet, we won't even fight for Sean Bell, who got murdered right here. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. That's funny style to me. You know what I'm saying? That's like being a dog. When somebody tell you to sick him, you sick him. You feel me? But I ain't nobody's dog, man.
Word
Add
up.
On to that real quick while you putting your hard hats on and busting your hands out in the desert and all that. You know what I'm saying? Think about people that get murdered right here, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go across seas to fight in a war when you don't even get respect in your own backyard, dudes. Well, you slow gas, man. Add on to that, though.
Add on to that. Dude.
I guess college is the dial for, right?
Yeah, man. Wake up. Think about that.
School is the dial for, huh? Check it. Yeah, a PA. Yo. 2-5 the Maki, all hail Haile Selassie, the heart of Malcolm. That's why the feds wanna knock me, cuff and lock me, but it takes more to stop me. The government coincides with world genocide. Babies is dying, these politicians stay lying with venomous tongues. And if the hood where I'm never telling chill to be chill. That's why I only spit the real like Huey Newton, holding that black steel. I'm ill, it's the voice they fearing. Ride like Tuskegee Airmen, anti-American soldier. Mind bending, the system is bad. We need revolution now, like Nat Turner, holding the burn of the dark shadows and endangered species. These leaders is all speechless, left us in the killing field with no one to teach us. So spitting the truth, don't hate me, cause I'm conscious. They claiming war on Iraq, but all that is just nonsense.
The war outside and it's right in your face. Getting shot by the cops is the police state. The war in the Middle East is the sign of the day. There's a lot of people sleeping that will never wait. It's the war going on in your face. It's the war going on in your face. It's the war going on in your face. It's a war going on in your face. We got puppet politicians and battery soldiers. Our own people in the midst. The war still not over. 9/11 from the inside, a heart getting colder. Genocide in the hood, gotta move it all over the art. Spread the mind, King Solomon design. Revolutionary grind, tragedy, Gaddafi. Bring power to a time, open your eyes and watch the signs. True lies, the agenda is crime. Tell them sick them, they sick them. Tell me sick them, I sick you. Those are my people, my grudges against you. They struggle like us, what the fuck we supposed to do? Kill them, clear the path so y'all can get through. And y'all can do what y'all do. Take the land, knowledge, history, and put it to you. Take their wealth, health, wise, rap their men in the news. Yeah, it's something that you used to. Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. It's just a breeze. It's the war outside and it's right in your face. Getting shot by the cops, it's a police state. The war in the Middle East is the sign of the day. It's a lot of people sleeping that will never wait. It's the war going on in your face. It's the war going on in your face. It's the war going on in your face. It's the war going on in your face.
Catch you on the front lines where the bullets are penetrate. We fighting over blocks but don't own the real estate. They put drugs in the hood, death of the black movement. Pointing ain't game, they pointing they blame music. A mirror of society but we don't have options. The path put in front of our eyes is gun popping, crack slinging, ball playing or rapping. But we all can't be a LeBron or a Curtis Jackson. When jobs get cut, you see the crime go up. The war budget go up, the school budget get cut. Too many black and Latin fathers locked up. So I see the left with no guidance, simply following us into that same prison. Blind to the situation, beyond penitentiary, mental incarceration. And Chuck said it takes a nation of millions to hold us back. But now we sell our soul for $1 million cash.
It's war outside and it's right in your face. Getting down by the cops, it's a police state. The war in the Middle East is the sign of the day. There's a lot of people sleeping that will never wait. There's a war going on in your face. War going on in your face. It's a war going on in your face. It's a war going on in your face.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was King Solomon. War. There's definitely a war going outside. We ain't winning. That's for sure. You want to holler at me? 347-826-7435. Once again, call in number 347-826-7435. And I know it's that time of the year, everybody supposed to feel nice, you know, chummy. We got Thanksgiving coming up. You know, that time of the year where we give thanks for all the abundant blessings that we've been given. And think we can be very, very thankful, I guess, that we didn't get killed this year. If you're listening to this, then I guess that means you're alive. And since I'm still on the air, I'm alive too. They haven't shot me yet. Somebody hasn't shot me yet, killed me, poisoned me, whatever. I don't know. I guess I'm thankful. Even though I can tell you personally, I hate this time of year. I will say it. I've said it over and over again. It's the worst time of the year. You want to debate it? We all know crime goes up this time of the year. We're about to go into Black Friday, as they call it, where everybody goes out there and get their shop on, and where people, somebody, as happens every year, somebody's going to get killed shopping. Somebody's going to get robbed shopping. And I would hope, in light of what's going on, that we wouldn't shop. You know, just saying, well, hey, if my black life don't matter, then my dollars shouldn't matter either. And I'm going to keep them to myself. Just as a thought. Your life don't matter. Don't give them your money. I'm thinking it's a good idea. Some may think so. Some may not. Just something to think about. And something else to think about. I saw the trailer for the Exodus movie. And I know. It's biblical. It's the truth about Moses. And the Egyptians that had enslaved Moses and his peoples. Now, I've always believed in my research, it tells me that character Moses, compilation character, whatnot, that whole Exodus thing. And those people were the Hyksos, who conquered what they call Egypt and got pushed out and lost. And, you know, when you try and conquer a country and you lose, you normally get enslaved, because you tried to enslave the people. And you lost. And this whole Exodus story, one, I refuse, just like I refuse to watch and still have not watched The Passion of Christ. I know. It's a sad movie. And they did it. Mel Gibson was like, yeah, we did it in Aramaic, so it'd be historically accurate. But there was not a black man as Jesus. And I know a lot of people are like, what doesn't matter? To which I retort, well, if it didn't matter, the character would look like he was described to look. But for some strange reason, that matters. And so if it matters on that end, I like to think that I have the right to say, hey, it matters to me that you don't think to make it historically accurate for some strange reason. So I got to diss it. And so when I see the Exodus movie and, yeah, the Hyksos, they are who they are supposed to be. But what they call the Egyptians are not. The Egyptians aren't dark-skinned people for some strange reason. And in every characterization that we've had on the Hollywood major international level, the Bible, this Exodus, it's never black folks. They never look like me, when historically they kind of did. So when I see the trailer for the Exodus movie, I'm basically, fuck the Exodus movie. I've said the F word like 3-4 times tonight, and it feels good. Fuck the Exodus movie. Just like fuck Darren Wilson. Fuck Darren Wilson. Did I forget to say fuck Darren Wilson? Anyway, fuck the Exodus movie. Because it's a racist, inaccurate, historically inaccurate description. You know, I think it's very telling that everything that historically depicts us, there's no proof of it, but it's put out as gospel that it's correct. When, hey, show me proof. You have proof of everything. Cro-Magnon man, they talk about when Cro-Magnon man had sex with the Neanderthal man. And how many sperm counts they had. But you can never pinpoint or show me when this stuff actually happened. And, you know, this whole enslavement of these Hyksos, because they went and tried to take over the Hyksos land, which didn't happen. You know, or the people that are in the Exodus, I'll say that because people may not know who the Hyksos are. So the people that are in the Exodus that are enslaved, how did they get there? Because there's no historical facts showing an invasion of their land. So if they're enslaved, how the hell did they get there if their lands weren't conquered? Just food for thought. Fuck the Exodus movie. I refuse to see it. I refuse to watch it on bootleg. Because it's racist. And I'm tired of historically inaccurate things. Sort of like now, you know, what we do about Ferguson. And the Ferguson situations that keep coming up. I mean, fuck Darren Wilson for saying that he just wanted to live, but didn't allow the person who was paying his salary, you know, because he's a public servant, and Michael Brown is part of the public. Not anymore. But the point is, he's not allowed to live. And the prosecutor, I mean, his words exactly, no probable cause. And it was concluded that fuck Darren Wilson, because that's just his name now. It's not just Darren, it's fuck Darren Wilson, was just doing his job that he was trained to do. Which, as we know, comes down to just training his, just doing his training to kill us. Because it seems like that's all cops do. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to disparage all cops, because obviously they're a lot, they have a tough job to do. And I mean, it's not one of the favorite jobs in the world to do, but it's needed. But at the same time, all our lives matter. All our lives matter. You're supposed to be here to protect and serve all of us equally. And if you're not going to protect all of us equally, then you should not be doing what you're doing. Just saying. But they had a job anyway. And, you know, as people talk about the savior, Obama, and I saw an article where they were talking about, yeah, race is introduced, like when Obama got elected, racism died. But for some strange reason, when Obama got elected, it seems like since his election, more black men have been killed by police than when anybody else has been elected. I mean, maybe it's me, but we've had how many of these cases? And we're talking about national ones. It's not even talking about the ones that, quote unquote, don't exist, because we don't know about them. I mean, obviously, someone knows about it, but they don't count, I guess, because if it doesn't reach the national media, it doesn't really matter. You know, to a point where New York has a course on how to deal with the police. And they're teaching students how to deal with police. Now, I mean, we know. Pray to God they don't have a treaty that day. Because that's our only recourse. Because they try to badger you, some of them, and try to put you in a situation because your life is literally in their hands. Unfortunately. And as we've seen, and will continue to see, it's not working out favorably for us. On that note, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Lisa. She's going through a little bit right now. I want to say I love you, girl. Stay up. We got you. You're going to be all right. And for all those listening, thank you for listening. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. It's a smooth drama. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.